Discovering Christ in Revelation, Chapter 41, Christ Praised When the Wicked Are Damned. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 1 through 3. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power, unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. Try to picture the scene John has described. Judgment has come, the wicked have been cast into hell, and the saints of God are singing and shouting the praises of God with joy because of his true and righteous judgments upon the wicked. What an awesome scene! As eternity commences, the saints of God in heaven are rejoicing and praising him for his condemnation of the wicked. This passage of Holy Scripture declares this fact most plainly. God's judgment of rebellious sinners, sentencing them to eternal torment, will be a subject of eternal praise among the redeemed. Who will sing this song? This song is sung by a great multitude in heaven. It is the same multitude we have seen throughout the book before the throne of God. It is the whole church of God's elect in heaven. This is that elect multitude who sing the praises of God for his great salvation, the 144,000 sealed ones. These are the men and women who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation on the earth, who praise God for his distinguishing grace in Christ. These are the blessed dead who have died in the Lord, having kept the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. This is the great multitude in every generation which has lived and died for the word of God and the testimony of his grace. The day of retribution has come, and those chosen, redeemed, saved, glorified souls are singing in the knowledge that the very souls for whom they once prayed and labored anxiously with loving hearts are suffering eternal torment. There is Christ, the judge, passing sentence on Jerusalem, for whom he once wept. There is Paul, joining in the song of praise, as his kinsmen for whom he was willing to die are enduring eternal punishment. There is David, singing praise, while Absalom, for whom he once shed bitter tears, is among those cast into hell. All the prophets are singing. All of the apostles are singing, all the saints are singing, and the angels are singing. All are praising God because of his judgments upon the wicked. Why will God's elect sing his praises when the wicked are damned? Obviously, it's not because they love to see human pain or because they are mean and vindictive. Rather, it is because in that day they will have the mind of God. The righteous Lord loveth righteousness. It is only right for the righteous God to punish sin, and God's people will concur wholeheartedly in his condemnation of it. God has made all things for himself, for the glory of his name. All must serve the cause of his glory. All must bring glory to the God of heaven, either in salvation or in damnation. All who refuse to trust Christ and be saved by God's free grace must endure the condemnation their sin has brought upon them, and in this way bring glory to God. Yes, even the damnation of the wicked will be a source of eternal praise to God, because by their eternal ruin, wicked men will magnify the justice, majesty, and power of God, and the eternal ruin of the wicked in hell will be an eternal reminder to the saints of the debt we owe to God for his matchless grace. What is the theme of this song? The word Alleluia means praise Jehovah, So the theme of this song is the praise of the Lord our God for all that He is and all that He does. Hallelujah is an expression of great joy. It appears that the saints in heaven never grow weary of their heavenly employment. Again and again they sing, Alleluia, Amen, Alleluia, praise the Lord. It is the great joy of God's saints in heaven to praise God for His wonderful works. This word, Alleluia, is also an expression of admiration and wonder. Every glorious view of Christ, every act of His hand, every word of His mouth, every revelation of His character, every display of His majesty, greatness, power, and glory causes the souls of the redeemed to burst out with another song of praise, saying, Hallelujah for His salvation, His attributes, His judgments, and His sovereignty. What is the occasion of this song? What is the event that causes God's saints to burst out in this joyful praise? Here, God's saints are shouting, singing, and rejoicing over the fall of Antichrist, Babylon, all false religion. Babylon is the mixing of everything together, stirring it well and calling it Christianity. It is the religion of the world. If other sins are damning their thousands, religion today is damning its tens of thousands. But one of these days, God is going to judge once and for all this thing called religion, which has corrupted the earth with her fornication and persecuted His saints in every age. In our text, God has finally caught up with religion, and after Antichrist, Babylon, and all the promoters and followers of false man-centered religion are cast into hell. God is still on His throne. The saints are happy about that and shout, Amen, Alleluia. The world will mourn forever over Babylon's fall, but the saints of God will rejoice forever over her fall, for then God will have avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. The people who are singing are the saints of God. The theme of their song is the praise of God. The occasion for their song is the judgment of God. What does this song teach us? This song of praise to Christ is a song about God's just condemnation of rebel sinners to the torments of hell. Here, God's saints are singing and singing with joy at the same time as men and women who refuse to bow to and trust the Lord Jesus Christ are suffering eternal damnation. Surely, the fact that this song is recorded upon the pages of inspiration is meant to be a special means of instruction. Here is an awesome fact. When the wicked are damned, the saints will sing, What are we to learn from this fact? 1. We learn there is an appointed day of judgment when God will judge all men by the man, Christ Jesus. The first message of the cross is this: a holy, righteous, and just God will punish sin. God's law must be honored, His righteousness must be vindicated, and the judge who will execute wrath upon guilty sinners is the one who was made to be sin and died in the place of sinners, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 2. There is a place of eternal torment where every rebel, every unbeliever will suffer the wrath of God. I don't know what hell is or where hell is, but hell is real, more real than anyone has ever imagined. Hell is a place of endless pain, agony, and torment, where men and women suffer forever the just and righteous retribution of God's holy wrath. 3. The judgment of the wicked and the eternal torments of the damned will take place in the sight of the redeemed. Hell will be within the very sight of heaven. The wicked will be cast into hell before the eyes of the redeemed. In that awesome day, pastors and congregations will stand face to face before the bar of God and witness one another's condemnation or acquittal. Parents will be witnesses to the condemnation or acquittal of their children. Children will stand to witness the condemnation or acquittal of their parents. Husbands and wives will witness each other's condemnation or acquittal. And it will be no matter of grief to the righteous to see the wicked condemned, for we shall see their sin for what it is, and acknowledge that their condemnation is just. We shall see them condemned. We shall see the terror on their faces. We shall hear their screams and cries of agony, yet we shall not shed a tear. Our tears will be over. Our sorrows will be past. Indeed, when the wicked are cast into hell, we shall concur with the sentence and say, Amen. Alleluia. Number 4. The judgment of God upon the wicked, so far from causing grief among the saints, will be a matter of everlasting joy to the redeemed. God's righteous judgments will be a matter of endless praise in heaven. We shall sing and shout hallelujah, and the smoke of their torments, rising up forever, will be cause for endless praise to our God, marking, as it does, God's final glorious triumph over his enemies and ours.